From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. A Louisiana judge has lowered the sentence ceiling for Michael Bell. He is one of six black high school students charged with attacking a white student in Gina, Louisiana. The so-called Gina Six could still face stiff prison sentences, and that's painfully divided this small southern town. For more, we've got Jordan Flaherty. He's the editor of Left Turn magazine and has been in Gina off and on all summer reporting on the case. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you, Farai.
It's good to talk to you again. So just give us a quick sketch of the background. What is Gina like, and what happened with these nooses and the fallout from them?
Gina is a small town in northern Louisiana. It's fairly rural. The entire parish has only a few thousand people. There's 2,000 people in the town of Gina, about 85% white. And a year ago, in the beginning of September of 2006, one black student at Gina High School asked if he could sit under a tree that by tradition had been reserved for white students only. The whole schoolyard had been divided between black and white. He was told he could sit wherever he wanted, and the next day there were three nooses hanging from under that tree. Almost every black student in the school went and stood under that tree in protest. The district attorney of the town called all of the students together into a school assembly. The school assembly, like the schoolyard, was divided mostly by race, and directing his comments at the black students, he said, "You need to stop making trouble. If you don't, I can make your lives disappear with a stroke of my pen." And that, I think, has really set the stage for what became a season of racial discontent and tension, including several incidents, especially in December of last year, where a group of white students beat up a black student who came to a party that was mostly white students, where a white former student threatened some black students with a shotgun. And finally, a white student was beaten up by what was said to be black students at the high school. And now six students who may or may not have been involved in the fight but were organizers of that demonstration under the tree are now being charged with charges up to attempted murder and face potentially a lifetime in prison.
So the last attack you mentioned is the one that's really in question. White student attacked by black students. The white student's name is Justin Barker. Tell us a little bit about that attack, and what do you know about why it happened or how it happened?
I would be hesitant to call it an attack. I read the witness statements. They took the school and police officers took statements from 44 students and faculty members that were there. And it's hard to get a clear impression of what happened and who was involved. A lot of folks say that white students were taunting the black student who had been beaten up the previous weekend. It's unclear exactly what happened, but certainly Justin Barker, the white student, was beaten up. He did require medical attention. He was out with friends later that evening socializing and joking, and which is why people feel attempted murder is a completely unwarranted charge in this case. But it was certainly a serious fight at the school. And the district attorney did not take seriously the black student that was beaten up. He did not take seriously the black students being threatened with the shotgun, but he certainly took seriously this white student being beaten up.
Now, let's talk specifically about Michael Bell, who is one of the Gina Six. His case is unique because he's arguing that his public defender didn't do his job. What happened there?
You know, it's hard to say what the motivation was behind the public defender's actions, but it seemed to many observers that the public defender was visibly angry that Michael Bell would not take a plea bargain. Michael Bell was offered a bargain that he would get a reduced sentence if he testified against his fellow students, and he said, "I'm not guilty, and they're not guilty, and I'm not going to testify against them." And the public defender, one thing that is clear, is he called absolutely no witnesses. And again, from looking at the testimony of folks involved, it's very clear that witnesses could have raised reasonable doubt as to whether Michael Bell was involved in the fight at all. There was a lot of confusion about who was involved and who was not involved. And it certainly seems that the district attorney is really pursuing a vendetta and going after these students. And he's really trying to make an example of these students and say, that black folks in Gina should not stand up against racism.
Vendetta is a strong word. Why do you use it?
I think a lot of people have been very concerned about the actions of this district attorney, especially that he came into the high school flanked by police officers and made that statement that he could make their students' lives disappear with a stroke of a pen, and then seems to have pursued that course of action. He also has made some fairly inflammatory statements that were published in the Gina Times, the local paper of that town. And he seems to have really not taken seriously complaints of racism, the complaints of the nooses, complaints of unfair treatment, complaints of violent attacks against black students. And so it seems like he is very singularly focused on particularly these black students.
When this all became a national issue, what do you think it did to a town like Jena?
You know, I think people from Jena are very concerned that their town is becoming synonymous nationwide with racism. And I think that they have reason to be concerned. I do think that the district attorney has brought this situation upon the town. And I also think that this Jena case, it's a very clear case because of the different treatment of the white students and the black students, but it also points up problems in our justice system nationwide. If you look at Paris, Texas, where there was a 14-year-old girl who faced serious prison charges for pushing a hall monitor while that was a 14-year-old black girl, while a 14-year-old white girl burned down a house and just got probation. You see the Janarlo Wilson case in Atlanta. You see a lot of cases where people are feeling that black folks are not getting fundamental fairness in the justice system in this country.
Well, Jordan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Jordan Flaherty is the editor of Left Turn magazine and has been in Jena on and off all summer reporting on the case.